First chapter 9, Mishnah 2, Gemar milimsek aval asid likach. If he finished harvesting and he put all the olives in the vat, but he still intends to purchase more olives and add them.
It's not finished.
Not finished, very good. Or Gemar milikach, even if he's finished purchasing, aval asid lilvois, but he intends to borrow olives from someone else and also put more into the vat. And then Eiro Aval, and then he becomes a mourner, right? Chas v'shalom, something happens to him. Or Mishta, or good, or there's a feast that happens which he has to go to. Or Oines, or a mishap befalls him. Something prevents him from adding the extra olives to the press. So he hasn't finished the melocha in there. Safilu Zavim v'Zavos mahalchim alayhim torim. Even if Zavim and Zavos walk over those olives, they remain pure. Because the intention, even though they're wet, he doesn't want that wetness. It's going to ruin the olives if it's there for too long. So they're not susceptible to impurity. Amazing. So you see, a Zav walks over that olive vat, pure, no problem. All because of his intention. Nafli alay mashkin tmam. If impure liquids fell on them, onto the olives, so ein tamei ela makom magan. Only the place that they touch becomes impure. Only the place that the impure liquids touch becomes impure. And the sap that exudes from them, the unprepared olives, the sap comes out of unprepared olives, tahor. So that's pure. That doesn't render them susceptible to impurity. That's not considered the liquid that would consider them impure.